Plus.
Hey.
It's Sparkle in the Middays on 95SX. Hit music now.
Hi, welcome to Sparkle Speaks. I am Sparkle, of course, and I have...
Yanni Rude.
And I am so excited to talk about love, because I love to talk about love. I kind of hate the day, but I also love the day. It's really a conundrum with me.
It's amazing how women have this love-hate relationship with Valentine's Day and with love in general.
I know. I already started decorating the office. You're welcome. And it's fun to talk about love, but it's also really horrible to be on the... horribleness of it, like the breakup side of it.
So we're going
to
break this up in two parts, because next week on Rude Awakening, we'll talk about love and dating. Yay. All the happy stuff.
Yay! Yeah.
Today we talk about the other happy stuff.
I thought we needed to be further away from Valentine's Day, because I didn't want people to be depressed going into Valentine's Day. But yes, on Sparkle Speaks today, we're going to be talking about breakups and the bad side of love. And we've got annoying dating habits coming up in a few minutes. And also my favorite, ridiculous / funny / random ways and reasons that people have broken up with each other.
Oh, this can go sideways so quickly.
And you won't believe some of the responses I've gotten. I put it on my Facebook, and I got some very interesting stories, but that's coming up in a few minutes. First, I want to talk about annoying dating habits. I'm going to start with number 5, leading people on. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad. It can be. I mean, the thing about it is, in any relationship, it's all about being honest.
Of course. And, the next one, number 4, is the biggest. Not responding to someone's messages and hanging them out to dry for hours. I call that icing out. Hate it. I can't believe that was on number 4. That should be number 1 in my book. How long does it take to pick up your phone? 25 seconds and to write a message back? Oh my gosh, it is so annoying. I like this one, but it kind of made me mad at the response. Sending unsolicited nakies. I love how he said, for women, it's strongly encouraged. For men, not so much. If you sent me that in the first couple of weeks, I will never talk to you again.
Right, but see, now you just proved his point, because, okay, so if you start seeing this guy and he sends you an unsolicited naked photo, you go, oh my God, I'm not talking to him ever again.
Ever again.
However, if I am dating someone and she sends me, I'm going, send more.
You're disgusting. All right, number 2, social media stalking. I don't find that annoying as helpful.
Actually, stalking of any kind is forbidden.
Okay, it's not really stalking, it's research. It's quality control.
No.
Because if I get on Facebook and I see that there's murderous posts, racist posts, I'm going to be turned off. Number 1, and I know lots of girls can relate to this, ghosting. And do you have a definition for this, Yanni?
What is this ghosting? I've heard of ghost ride the whip.
Yes.
Is this like ghost riding a relationship, stepping outside and just disappearing?
You know what this is, and I want to know if you've ever done this. That's completely dropping off the face of the earth. But I've been ghosted. I have. Actually, twice. And it's really, really sad, because there's no closure.
Well, you know, the great thing to do, and this is what I like to do sometimes, is if I feel like I'm the one starting the conversation all the time, I'll just stop.
Really?
And you know why?
But girls love that, though.
Because then we want to see. Do you even notice I'm not there right now? And you're too busy with the 15 other guys that are texting you, so therefore, what does it even matter? I didn't ghost. I just put myself a little lower on your totem pole, which obviously wasn't that high anyway, if you didn't notice.
Okay, moving on. Of course, since we're talking about the bad side of dating, we got all those awesome dumbing stories coming up. I'm really excited about it. But first, I have this theory, and I wanted to talk to you about it. I think everybody dates everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're all hanging out with the same people. It's impossible not to date someone that's not someone's ex. I actually agree with that, because you want to date somebody you know, so it's gonna be an ex. So I have this theory that typically every guy or girl that you're gonna date is gonna be an ex of somebody you know.
So you're saying dating your friend's ex?
Yes, you're gonna do it, and everybody does it.
What if they were just not good together and you're better?
I have thought about that, because you can't be selfish. Mm-hmm. You cannot be selfish. I think it takes a lot of maturity to realize if you're not going to be with somebody. I had a friend who dated an ex of mine, broke my heart into 1,000 pieces. But after about a month, I realized that I'm being just as bad as she is. I'm making her miserable and him miserable and me miserable. So instead of one person being miserable, I made 3 people. So I took a step back and I said, fine, whatever, but we're not going to be very good friends anymore.
Women will not care if 2 guys are friends and a woman happens to date both, and the guy will go, you know what, I think I should ask his permission first, because that's the bro code. The woman will go, obviously I wasn't important enough to him, so it doesn't matter what he thinks.
Whoa.
That's the case, you know, women, you put guys in these very hard positions. and it's always bros over those. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you?
I did. Oh, wow. Well, okay, so there's been a new survey out that they found only half of women and one-third of men would be upset if their friend dated one of their exes. I felt a little bad because I've done this. And by the way, I've been in a position where I have dated a guy and dated his friend. And we had this very unhealthy love triangle going on for a while because I couldn't decide. And I will say that I did come in between their friendship for a hot minute.
Sparkle.
I know. And looking back, like, I kind of want to smack that sparkle around. So it says 16% of people have drunk dialed their ex. Have you done that?
Oh, of course. Every night I drink.
Okay. Well, for Yanni, it would be like just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. How many exes can we do? Okay, 25% of people have gone back and gotten it on with someone after a breakup.
Of course. You don't want the number to go up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop talking. Okay, and now I do this. I will say I'm friends with every one of my ex-boyfriends. Half of men and 42% of women stay friends with their exes.
Yeah.
Are you friends? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because I actually am friends with every single one of my ex. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and it, number one, the majority of people think that you have to be dating for somebody at least 3 months before they can count as an ex.
Now, when we say dating, are we talking exclusive dating? Because if so, my ex count is very low.
Really?
If we're just hanging out, having fun.
Okay, you're the worst because every girl hates that right now. Every single girl literally hates what you just said.
You know what? And let me say this. Every single one knows exactly where we stand because I'm always open, honest, and I have nothing but strong communication.
Yep. Okay, I think that's glorified friends with benefits. I'm just going to be honest. Emotional benefits.
And you act as if that's a bad thing.
Oh my gosh, Yanni, you are the worst.
Definition of dating.
Yes.
Is...
Yes.
Exclusive relationship.
So do you say, will you be my girlfriend? Will you be my boyfriend?
Check yes, check no, check maybe.
I knew you were going to make fun of that. All right, I'm moving on. I'm moving on to what I am most excited about, and it's ridiculous reasons that you've been dumped or that you've dumped somebody. I've got great responses on this.
This is so heartbreaking because, you know, some of these actually register with me. I'm like, oh, man.
I will say some of them have registered with me. I've used some of these horrible excuses. I'm blushing a little bit because I read some of them, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I've done that. But so what are some that you found were the most ridiculous, Yanni?
Okay, how about this one? The woman who dumped a guy because he used too many hashtags on Instagram.
I use so many, so this made me mad for him.
I mean, you think about, well, what on earth are you thinking that you have to use that many hashtags? But then you go look at the other side and say, man, you're shallow.
I thought that was really shallow. And I put it on my Facebook, mm-hmm. and I got some great response. What was your favorite one? You just said it earlier.
Oh, my God. Valerie had a great one, right?
Okay.
About, what'd she say? Valerie said, bad breath. Seriously, it was so bad I had to break up with him. And I totally get that.
Yeah.
Valerie,
yeah.
I understand that because I could not deal with any woman with bad breath.
Well, first of all, it makes me question your whole hygiene. And I feel like, to me, I'm like, do you not care that much to be this close to me to brush your teeth or take a mint or something?
It's not just even that, because you think about it. You can taste when your breath is bad. I know you taste that.
Wow, that's really, really rough. That's rough. Okay, well, I liked this one. It's from Allie on my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. She said, it didn't happen to her, thank goodness, but it was her favorite breakup story. A teacher told her in school that a guy broke up with a girl because she never said hi back to the greeters. And I kind of like her reasoning on this. She's probably a stuck-up person then. Do you say hi to the Walmart greeters?
Of course, always.
I do too. I hug some of them.
I'm not surprised at that at all. I'm definitely not surprised that you do.
Okay, but my favorite story I found was this one. This guy or this girl broke up with this guy because his name didn't match his face.
That's almost like for us in radio when people go, you look like you have a face for radio. But this confuses me. What, his face didn't match his name. It's like, you know, oh, you don't look like a sparkle. You don't look like a Yanni.
Well, I definitely look like a sparkle.
You definitely do. All the glitter that's in here right now.
You're welcome. Okay, well, I'm going to say this is the most shallow one, though. Right before Valentine's Day, how many people will get broken up with because they don't want to deal with the expectations of Valentine's Day?
You know, the thing about it is that there's so much pressure on guys when it comes to Valentine's Day. There's no pressure for women on Valentine's Day. And let's say this real quick. Women don't care what you do for them at home. What they want is when they're at work, they want that big teddy bear,
yeah.
the big bouquet of roses. That's It's so unfair for guys. It really is.
I just think that's sweet. Okay, one day of a year to show everybody else how you feel about them. Valentine's Day, of course, is coming up, and that means that our next show is going to be about...
It's going to be about some dating tips, dating in this new world of social media.
But next week, we're going to talk about the more positive side of dating. Mm-hmm. Maybe help you get a date. Mm-hmm. Who knows, for Valentine's Day?
Exactly.
And I am Sparkle, and you can remember, you can follow me on all of my social media at Sparkle Spice, and you can follow Yanni...
at Yanni Rude, everywhere.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Yo.
Hey,
it's Sparkle in the Middays on 95.